Welcome to WISO News on NPR One and at WISO.org. I'm Jerry Kenney. Thanks for joining us. Ohio senators, Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Rob Portman, are urging the U.S. Department of Commerce to step up an investigation into foreign steel imports. Earlier this year, the agency opened an investigation into whether countries like China or Russia were flooding the U.S. market with low-cost imports. They want the federal government to limit foreign imports and allow U.S. producers to get a higher price for their steel. But any trade limits placed on foreign imports could actually hurt U.S. manufacturers, says Benjamin Steel Vice President Dan Kelly. He says there are a lot of complex factors affecting global commodities like steel.
Most companies now, to some degree or another, who are manufacturing something are truly competing in a world market, you know, even in Springfield, Ohio. So if the cost of the raw material gets too high, that manufacturer is not going to be able to compete, and in the long run, that hurts all of us.
Kelly says U.S. producers can't compete when it comes to certain grades of steel because of low-cost imports. He acknowledges that could become a national security issue if defense industry demand for those grades of steel goes up for any reason. Jerry Kenney, WYSO.